KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg. I'd like to thank our concert club members for braving the rain to be here today. Thank you all for being here. And I'd like to thank our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. And I would like to welcome Corinne Bailey-Ray to join us today. Thank you for being here, Corinne.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is so exciting. And what's really exciting is that you're spending your next three Fridays, including today, in Austin.
Yeah, that's right. I love it here, so I'm so glad it worked out that way.
Tonight with the Alabama Shakes out at Circuit of the Americas, and the next couple of Fridays, September 30th and October 7th, out at Austin City Limits. And hopefully the weather will hold out for us all.
I hope so.
Corinne's new album is called The Heart Speaks in Whispers. It's her third. We're going to hear a live song from Corinne Bailey-Ray and her band on KUTX, and then we'll chat it up a bit. Away we go.
Great. This song is called Bean to the Moon.
When we first collided, the timing wasn't right. I showed you the signs, but we disappeared into the shadows. Now you're back again, telling me you don't. You do. Don't you recognize fellow astronaut? We've been here before, yeah. Our movements are elliptical. When you move towards me, you make me lose my cool. It's cruel. Yours to go for me too. Ooh. It was a spark then, like the galaxy. It's not in love for me. If you really mad about me, show me something real. Prove to me you're true.
Corinne Bailey-Ray, live on KUTX. I've Been to the Moon is from the new album, The Heart Speaks in Whispers. Welcome back to Austin once
again.
Thank you. I think the last time you played for our station, we were across the street in a basement, and you did this version of The Blackest Lily that we still play to this day.
Oh, wow.
But we have a new studio, as you can tell, And
it's beautiful. Yeah, it's a really nice space.
It's so great to have you here. I'm listening to your voice and thinking about the first time I heard it, maybe 10 years ago. The song I heard was Put Your Records On, but a lot of people heard Like a Star before that. And your first record debuted at number one in England. Kind of a crazy way to enter the music world, huh?
Yeah, it really was. It was really unexpected for me, you know. I think I've played in a lot of live bands up to that point, and I had an indie band when I was 15 up until about 20 that was called Helen, and we played in front of a lot of audiences. And I think I just got used to the fact that you knew the people who knew your music because you saw them every Friday night or every Saturday night, whatever it was. So recording for me was this, you know, a really brand new medium where I would make this record and it would go out to all these places and I would never know who got to hear it. Even now I'm finding out certain people heard, you know, my first record that I had no idea about. So, yeah, it's really magical how you can record music and just send it off into the world.
When you were growing up in Leeds, you had this strange background that led to your music because you sang in church, but you also liked to rock really hard.
Yeah, I sang. It was a Baptist church that we grew up in, and it was quite a sort of, it was quite a middle class Baptist church, and lots of people were doctors or teachers. It was very sort of brainy, I guess. And the youth leader that we had, who had studied at Oxford, he studied theology and philosophy at Regent's Park College, Oxford. So it was really kind of thought out sort of understanding of Christianity, and it's very much involved in sort of social justice and making new forms of church. So he was really into the idea that whatever our spiritual expression should be, it should come from us. It shouldn't be a learnt thing from our parents' generation or 100 years ago or when people wore robes or whatever everyone had made as this sort of religious establishment. So that youth leader was the first person who, he bought me an electric guitar when I was 15. He pointed it out in the paper, and I think it was like £100, but it was too expensive. And then he said, "I've bought you this guitar. Write some songs and, you know, make it happen." And I'd already started playing in my band, and that was a real encouragement to me. He was a kind of mentor to me in just being able to believe in myself as a songwriter and a performer. And so that rock thing almost came through the church. You know, I got into music through bands like Nirvana and Veruca Salt and Belly. And, you know, as well as hearing Billie Holiday for the first time when I was about 12 years old, you know, all of these influences were coming in to me and making me feel like, you know, maybe I could make music as well.
And since then, you've received an honorary doctorate.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
I was happy to receive that. That was from my university. I studied English literature at university. And then I was offered this doctorate in music. So, I mean, my handbag's just there, but if you look at my credit cards, it does say Dr. Bailey Ray. And all of them. So I thought I might as well get the chance to use it, and I'm not really going to be sort of introducing myself as a doctor. Right? Is there a doctor in the house?
And you've won a couple of Grammys along the way, collaborating with Herbie Hancock. I know you're a big Beatles fan because you've covered about 3 Paul McCartney tunes,
right, yeah,
and a John Lennon song. But the version you did of Blackbird with Herbie Hancock at the White House, time stands still every time I watch that. What was anything going through your mind during that? Or
it's really incredible working with Herbie Hancock. I've performed with him quite a few times now, a number of times, and he's a really interesting performer because every single time he plays, it's completely different. It's quite disorientating almost because you're rehearsing it and you think, oh, okay, so this is how it goes. And then we'll do another run through. And he'll start with an introduction. You almost don't recognize the song from 5 minutes ago when you just played it because he's such an inventive musician. So a lot of the times I've performed with Herbie, you really do just get lost in it. And he's off on his own adventure and I've got sort of one eye open. I'm like, is this the end of the solo? Am I sort of back in now? Because it's just his. I think of it as expansive, his music. I think of it as this wide horizon, you know, that you can't see the edge of on either side. And working with him really taught me a lot about freedom, you know, exactly how much freedom you have in music and how much you can invent and stretch out and be brave and bring that to what you do. So, yeah, that was incredible. When I did the rehearsals in the White House, I had my eyes closed and I was really enjoying it. And I opened my eyes and Paul McCartney was sat about where you are. So, and I just was really shocked. I said, I didn't know you would just be sitting there. But he would, you know, he liked it and he was clapping. So, yeah, so that was really great.
It was a great moment. Yeah. Corinne Bailey-Ray is our guest and Austin's guest tonight with Alabama Shakes at Circuit of the Americas and at Austin City Limits, the two Fridays, the 30th and then October 7th at 6. Corinne's latest album is The Heart Speaks in Whispers. I usually have my little cheat sheet and we'll introduce the musicians, but the dog ate my homework.
Oh, yeah.
So would you
I could do that very easily.
Please.
Yeah, so on my left on piano and vocals, you have Steve Brown. And on my right, on cajon and snare drum, we have Mikey Wilson. And then just over my shoulder here, on guitar and vocals, John McCallum. This song is called Paris Nights, New York Mornings.
Yeah.
Corinne Bailey Ray, live on KUTX, live tonight with Alabama Shakes and at Austin City Limits the next couple of Fridays. So before we go, you know, we're fellow broadcasters because you've got this podcast going on. Can you just tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, I made 6 podcasts and they were all about the themes on the album. The album is called The Heart Speaks in Whispers. And it's all about listening to our inner voice and how we can learn more about ourselves by tuning into our bodies and responding to nature and paying attention to our subconscious and our dreams and following our intuition. So there are 4 podcasts that are all about those different themes, one about the body, one about nature, one about dreams, and one about intuition. And then there's another podcast which is about trying to tune out the chaos of everyday life and tune into ourselves. That's all about how we use screens. And that was a really interesting one for me to do. And then there's another one about music and the healing power of music. So it was great to put together the podcast, you know, in the healing power of music section. I interview a man who's a guitarist and he was involved in a really serious car accident and became paralyzed on one side of his body. And he had a dream where he's playing guitar again. And when he woke up, he decided to learn to play the guitar with one hand. And now that's what he does. He's back with his old band and he tours and he still plays and he just plays with this one hand. And he's a really interesting guy. I thought that would be a very moving podcast to do and very emotional, but it was very funny to listen to him talk. He is this really joyful spirit and really makes you think of, you know, transformation and redemption and the way that things can be changed and the way that our spirit can triumph. And that's another really big theme on the record, you know, moving from darkness to light and bitterness to sweetness. So I really enjoyed interviewing all these different people and talk a bit about my own experiences in all these different areas as well.
And it can be found on your website?
It can be found at CorinneBaileyRay.com.
All right. Yeah. And speaking of screens, we're going to do one more song that we will post at KUTX.org, and we will continue to broadcast on Facebook. And so our concert club members here will enjoy it live, and then everyone else can find it on our website. Thanks again to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thank you again for being here. We really appreciate you, concert club members.
Thank you.
And we're going to sign off for the radio portion of our broadcast, and Corinne's got another song, and you can see her Friday nights in Austin. We're just going to do a residency for the rest of the year. Thank you again, yeah. Band. Thank you, Corinne Bailey Ray.
Thank you.
Live
Thanks
on
so
KUTX.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.